Last week, CBS presented what it says is the final episode of Dallas. TV critic David Bianculli looks back on its 13-year run.
It's the last minute of the last episode of Dallas. Larry Hagman as J.R. Ewing has spent most of the previous 2 hours escorted through Fantasyland by guest star Joel Grey. Grey's character is like the angel who guided Jimmy Stewart through It's a Wonderful Life, showing what life would have been like for his friends and family if he'd never been born. Except that Grey is no angel. He's a little devil. And after a still drunken J.R. wakes up from his 2-hour dream, still clutching his gun and thinking of suicide, the devil pops up again and eggs him on.
Oh my God, what a nightmare. I still got nobody. Nobody cares.
You thought it was a dream?
Boy, pull that trigger.
This is when Patrick Duffy, as Bobby, walks upstairs to the hallway outside JR's closed bedroom door, then runs to open the door after hearing an alarming sound. He opens the door, looks in, and says, "Well, here, for the record, are the last moments of Dallas."
Do it!
Now, don't feel like you're being cheated on radio just because you can't see what Bobby was looking at when he opened that door. Nobody watching on TV saw it either. Leonard Katzman, who wrote and directed the final episode, ended it with a freeze frame of Bobby's face. For all we know, he could have been looking at his ex-wife Pam, stepping out of the shower and telling him that the entire 13 years of Dallas had been one bad dream. But no, that would have been too clever. Instead, Dallas managed to end with a primetime paradox. It went out with a bang and a whimper. There was a time, even though it was 11 long years ago, that Dallas and the Who Shot J.R. mystery was the biggest thing on television, much bigger even than Who Killed Laura Palmer. The episode of Dallas in which J.R.'s assailant was revealed is still the second most popular series episode in TV history, topped only by the final episode of MASH. But now, as the non-ending to all those years of Dallas, the question isn't who shot J.R., it's who shot J.R.? Or, more precisely, who cares? The actors who stuck around or returned for the dream sequence finale got to have fun by playing against type. But without Victoria Principle as Pam, Dallas was missing a crucial character whose absence could not be overlooked. And the cliffhanger finale, which obviously leaves the door open for a telemovie sequel, was inexcusable. Hagman, the show's star and co-executive producer, said recently that he'd entertain the idea of a Dallas reunion telemovie only if it were conceived as a parody. What he doesn't realize is that Dallas became a parody of itself years ago, when Bobby's death was erased away as a season-long dream. Like J.R., Dallas was shot a long time ago.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.